Welcome back. Are you tired of those pesky telecallers, spammers and irritants who call you, waste your time, potentially scam you? Well, you're clearly not alone. Now, TRAI, that's the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, is cracking the whip by systemically getting rid of spammers. Remember, TRAI, the Telecom Regulatory Authority, in August issued a directive instructing all access providers to block any traffic containing URLs, Android package kits, or over-the-top links that have not been whitelisted, in other words, cleared for use. So is this going to, is the scourge of spam calling going to now end? We've got three super guests. Brijesh Singh is the Additional Director General of Police in Maharashtra. Anil Kumar is a telecom expert. And Rakshit Tandon, a cybersecurity expert. Thank you all very much for being with us. Mr. Singh, let me come to you first. Is this really going to happen? Are you and I going to stop receiving pesky phone calls? Do you believe the technology to sort of get rid of all of these scammers and spammers is foolproof?
First of all, I believe that this is a very welcome step, that India is really plagued by, you know, these pesky callers and unwarranted callers making these calls. And this is also a part of the larger cybercrime and cyber fraud ecosystem. But see, they have done some things like implementing punitive measures. They also have created an online DLT platform, which would be active probably today for better monitoring and control. And they have made very clear regulations even for access service providers. And they prohibited them from transmitting anything like URLs, APKs, OTT links, callback numbers, which are not whitelisted. So it's a great step in making this ecosystem more secure, clean, and safe. However, I don't think so that this would, you know, change overnight. It's going to take some time. There is also a method of reporting. So they have a portal, Chakshu portal, and I think they also have a platform through which there is reporting facility for citizens. Already lakhs of numbers and many handsets, 50 entities have been blocked and blacklisted. So this is a great effort towards ensuring that you have a safe and secure ecosystem. And I think this is really going to help us.
But Mr. Singh, you see, one of the problems which emerges are banks who often get your number and nobody knows from where. You may have applied for a loan 10 years back, 15 years back. That loan is closed. You still have that number. That gets passed on from one bank to another And then invariably you get these phone calls. Now, the people making those calls aren't from a bad entity. I mean, they're legit banks. They're looking to make business. And yet I have no such desire to receive their phone calls. But on what basis can we deny them that opportunity of calling me?
So there is a process. Like if you want to be a telemarketer, there has to be a process of registration. And so TRAI has made a single window where if you want to be a telemarketer, there is a process of registration. You'll have to pass through a process of registration. If you want to send an SMS or anything, then your template, your header has to be verified. And there has to be a complete chain of traceability and accountability which would be maintained in the system. Now, anybody violating this will be proactively detected, and there are proactive measures for suspension of unregistered telemarketers. And I think they are also using AI for detection of, you know, these patterns, because these numbers, let's say, have only outgoing calls or only have calls for a particular duration, or that they are making calls in rapid succession. Mm-hmm. So using AI or machine learning, you can simply call them out and find them that these numbers are engaged in this kind of activity. Also, there is user feedback which is coming, let's say from Truecaller or from other platforms, their own, you know, Sanchar platform, they're getting background information about these people being suspicious callers. So they can be actively suspended, and I think punitive measures are in place, which is a good step.
Mr. Tandon, if a person does register as a telecaller, does that give them the right to call you and me up whenever they want?
So this platform which has been created by TRAI, where they, this one window, as Brijesh sir mentioned, where TRAI will be regulating these telecallers. Yes, once they are registered as a telecaller, but as per the convenience of the mobile service provider, where you have facilities like DND, Do Not Disturb, that will also play a very important role here. And as mentioned by Brijesh sir, recently we are also seeing the telecom service providers are also proactively bringing in AI. And recently on my service provider, I could see that when spam caller was calling me, it was saying suspected spam caller. So even the mobile companies are also playing a proactive role in stopping the menace of these spam callers.
Mr. Tandon, the problem that happens, and I have that same software on my phone, is that it's only after the phone starts ringing that it's identified as potential spam. So if I'm in the middle of a meeting, I'm disturbed nonetheless by something. I have to wait for a few seconds, see it say potential spam before I disconnect that call. That's not going to change, is it?
So there is a possibility that that also might change, which we recently heard by a TRAI, where the kind of database which has been built up, and as Brijesh sir also mentioned, this portal, sancharsathi.gov.in, where on Chakshu and also on international unverified numbers which are coming, a person can report. This has been created as a huge database, and this database will proactively be verified by TRAI. And there will be a possibility very soon where in live, you can say in real time, you'll be getting an update that this number is a... And you're right, because you can't give that access to any third-party app. That any third-party app sitting on your phone can, before the call starts ringing, it can come and check and tell you. So it takes some time, that is true. But yes, it might come in real time when it has been activated on all the service providers.
Mr. Anil Kumar joins us as well. Mr. Kumar, it's one thing to have an irritating caller. It's something completely different to have somebody who's out to scam you. And scamming... any number of people on a daily basis across our country is almost a homegrown industry. Do you believe that this step might actually protect countless people?
This the TRAI, they have issued some rules and mandated the telecom service operators to follow that rule from tomorrow, from 1st October.
So the rules which they have said, sir, is that any traffic containing URLs can be blocked. Android package kits, what are called APKs, can be blocked. Or over-the-top OTT links that have not been whitelisted can be blocked as well. By doing that, will people be protected is my question.
No, I don't think so. Nobody can guarantee at this moment. Even the government also cannot guarantee, from tomorrow, whatever links you have got from in your mobiles, you can blindly click. No. So there is a problem here. So whitelisting is all right, but there will be always some traffic coming in through scamsters are very smart. They will see your the pattern, what kind of protection you are taking in your system. It will come to their notice that if they move around this regulations in this particular manner, they can skip that check. So don't even after tomorrow, don't click blindly on any link, whatever you receive on.
Right.
Think twice before clicking on any link. So because there is no guarantee, nobody is taking any guarantee that from tomorrow, all the links, whatever you have received, it will be all foolproof. Nothing, there will be nothing wrong in that.
All right. Mr. Kumar, lots of important points over there. I'm afraid I'm running short on time, but these are important steps. Let's certainly hope it brings relief to countless people, including all of us on this panel, I'm sure. But we are out of time. Thank you all very much for being with us.